The Volume.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
The Three and Out podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to bet every moment more than with FanDuel. With football ending, we have the NBA rolling, March Madness right around the corner, and my personal favorite, betting on the PGA Tour. I cannot recommend it enough. You get winnings fast, and winnings are also delivered in under 2 hours. It's a fun to combine multiple bets from the same game parlay. No big deal. NBA, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. That would be what I would do. If you are new, just download the FanDuel app. To get started now, sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, Three and Out podcast, little mailbag weekend edition. Recording this on a Friday morning. Obviously, the breaking news this morning. I hit on it a little bit on today's podcast. Well, it's out today that I recorded on Thursday with Amari Cooper. And I mean, I think, you know, let's just break it down. I mean, they're stuck with Zeke's contract, so they need some wiggle room with money. Do they want to cut Amari Cooper? You know, does he leave you wishing there was a little more? For sure, but he's pretty damn good. They're cutting him because of Zeke. Zeke gets $30 million in dead money if you cut him. So you can't cut him, and you obviously can't trade him. So they're stuck. But, you know, the Cowboys, man, maybe they'll be able to trade him. I mean, he is a good player, and a bunch of teams need the Colts, the Patriots. A lot of teams need weapons. But, yeah, the other crazy part about the NFL, you get drafted in the top five like Amari Cooper. You become really good for the Raiders. AC/DC became a thing. Then you get traded for a first-round pick and are good with the Cowboys. Sign a $100 million contract, and then a couple years later, you're traded. It's the best part about the NFL. Turnover, churning the roster, good players moving, but the star players don't really change teams in their prime. It's just, it's a healthy thing. It really is. And, you know, Cowboys, man. It's always something with them Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Slide up into those direct messages and get your question answered here on the show. Okay. Hey, John, listen to your weekend mailbag. And as a Broncos fan, I could not agree more. We would do anything to make the playoffs next year. How do you think Nathaniel Hackett will work with the Broncos and if they don't get a new quarterback like Rodgers, which it doesn't seem like they're going to get? I know he is seen as a good offensive coach and will call his own plays, but I can't help but worry that is just his association with Rodgers in Green Bay. Here's a reality. Nathaniel Hackett has been an offensive coordinator before. It failed. Brian Daboll was an offensive coordinator before Buffalo. It failed. Most offensive coordinators are not, you know, Kyle Shanahan and can work with anybody. Johnny Manziel, Hoyer, Matt Ryan, make him an MVP, Matt Schaub, right, Jimmy G. Most guys, if they don't have a top 10 quarterback, are viewed as average. And I think they have to get a legitimate starting quarterback or nothing's going to change. We can talk shit all we want about Vic Fangio's tenure. I don't think it was that bad. Their quarterback play was so terrible, and they were consistently competitive. Their quarterback play was god-awful. If I gave Nathaniel Hackett the same 3 years with the same team in the quarterback play, I think it's fair to say they'd be worse. Vic Fangio was much more experienced in the league. Now, maybe he could be a little more innovative offensively, but then you'd say the defense would probably dip, because that's usually how it goes. I just think they are going to be very, very dependent on getting just a functional quarterback, whether that's just Jimmy G, because Aaron Rodgers is probably not moving. Russell Wilson, who knows? But they're not getting him, right? So it's, if you got to get Jimmy G, if you got to get Marcus Mariota, you just need a credible guy that just gets your, you know, the train pointed on the tracks. But that's hard to do. It really is. Here's a Netflix doc, The Tinder Swindler. I watched like 5 minutes and it was late one night and I fell asleep. You know, it's crazy. It's a real story, clearly. I need to watch it eventually. Seems a little far-fetched. I mean, clearly it's real, but people were really giving this guy money. They were giving him $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Sex is a powerful drug, man. It really is. I didn't really even know Tinder was still kind of booming. I thought it kind of peaked like 4 or 5 years ago. But hey, you know, I'm not a big internet date guy anymore. I'm not too big. I've dabbled, more than dabbled. I've been on them all. But Tinder was like, to me, Tinder was the trenches, you know? I mean, Tinder, early on, it was on the forefront. It was, you know, before Hinge, before Bumble, so it was pretty normal. But I'd say the last 4 or 5 years, it's not great. Show recommendations. Got a lot of show recommendations. Euphoria, watched the first season, haven't seen the second one. Lord of Flies, Elements, but also Luck, HBO, great show from 2011, 9 episodes. A look at the world of horse racing from the perspective of the owners, jockeys, trainers, and ragtag group of 4 degenerate gamblers. This sounds right up my alley. Luck, HBO, I'll check that out. Great cast, Dustin Hoffman, Nick Nolte, Dennis. That's an excellent recommendation. Luck. I probably need to write these down. Luck, HBO. My college roommate, Steve Myatt, he's my roommate for, I think, a year and a half because he graduated in like 2.5 years. Smart. You know, he's been in Washington, D.C., you know, peddling real estate and all sorts of stuff. Married to a lawyer. Loved horse racing. He had a friend that he went to high school with whose dad was the CEO of MGM when we were in college, Terrence Lanny, who I think has since passed away, and his younger son. They were really in the horse racing game. I never really got that into it. I'm still not really into it, but I've never been to like a big time horse race. I would love to go to the track, right? Kentucky Derby, the Belmont, the Preakness, obviously the one in Southern California. I'm not thinking straight right now, but yeah, I mean, I could see myself getting into it fast. I used to be a big Jim Rome guy, like when I was in high school and in college, and obviously he owned horses and he always made it sound really cool. It feels like you get attached. Obviously, you got to have some cash to get into the horse racing business. And even then, I've heard people talk about it like you don't actually make that much money. It's more of a passion project. But you end up loving your horse like you would like a dog, you know, which I'm a big animal guy. I love just horses. I used to ride a little when I was a kid. Not like I didn't have a horse or anything, but I went on a couple trips with my dad. My dad was a big outdoors guy. We went on a couple horseback riding trips in the, where'd we go? Not Big Sur, but Mammoth Mountain. We went for like 5 days. I rode the shit out of that horse. How about the Bearcats? 7 combine invites. Wide receiver Pierce runs a 4.3 and Ritter top quarterback numbers. Come out of Nippert for a game. I've been to Nippert when I was at Fresno State. We went to Nippert Stadium when Brian Kelly was the coach. Tony Pike was the quarterback. And we had a pretty epic game. That place was really cool. That was an awesome environment. The stadium is in the middle of campus. It's kind of like it's below. It's kind of sunk. It was sweet. I really enjoyed it. It's not shocking they have a bunch of people at the Combine. When Boise State with Chris Peterson was winning 11, 12, 13 games going to the BCS, they were doing the same. Like, this is speaks to your program. You're a big-time program right now producing NFL guys. NFL star, NFL corner. You're going to have the first corner drafted. This quarterback, once he ran yesterday, 4.49, and he starts getting compared to Dak Prescott, like, he's going in the top 45 picks. I just don't really like average arm guys, but his athleticism, his size, his character, if you start comparing him to Dak Prescott, listen, we can nitpick all we want Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's a starting quarterback in the NFL. So Desmond Ridder, like, you have a quarterback, you have wide receivers, you got running backs, you got defensive players. You know, Luke Fickell, you guys got a big-time program. Be proud. Hey, John, love the pod. Midwest guy from Ohio. Go Tigers. Chiefs fan since 1985. Like the mid-80s. What do you think of their draft last season? First-round pick was traded for Orlando Brown. Second-round pick was Nick Bolton, is a tackling machine. I like that guy. I know Andy and Veach love that guy. Creed Humphrey was graded as the best center in football. Trey Smith was drafted 226 and played every snap at guard last season. I'm awfully excited about these guys. Andy and Veach know what they're doing. I mean, you are in very good hands. If you are a Chiefs fan, I would enjoy the shit out of this next, you know, obviously the last 4 years and the next 4 years. It just doesn't get any better than this. You know, ask Patriot fans what, you know, those 20 years were like. Ask 49er fans what those 20, like, you're going on a decade plus long run. As long as Andy's at the helm, as long as Veach is at the helm, as long as Mahomes there, you guys are going to be really good. I'm talking powerhouse. Now, part of being a powerhouse, you have some devastating losses. And losing sucks. Well, the 49ers with Bill Walsh had some devastating losses. Part of the reason Montana went 4-0 in the Super Bowl, they weren't making the Super Bowl every year. They were getting knocked out in the second round and the third round. They had devastating loss to the Bears. They lost to the Vikings one time. They lost a bad game to the Giants at home where Roger Craig fumbled. You know, the part of sports, as great as the highs are, winning a championship or winning a championship game like the NFC or AFC championship game, are having some devastating losses. You know, Brady didn't win every year. I would be very, very fired up. You're going to keep getting good young players. There's a reason the Eagles won for a decade, right, with Coach Reed. They drafted well. They have good quarterback play. Their teams, they build it in the trenches. You guys are in good hands, man. And I watch a lot of AFC West football, and they're going nowhere. Longtime listener, first-time questionnaire. I'm a Tampa native, and I heard you and Haberman talking about Florida sports. And I have to say, you're dead on about the strip clubs per capita. I said Tampa is the most strip clubs per capita as any city in America. But a little off on no successful Florida teams. The Lightning went back to back. True that. Anyways, my question is, if you were Jason Light and you had to pick between re-signing Chris Godwin or Carlton Davis, who would you pick and why? Chris Godwin, no questions asked. I can find corners. Wasn't Carlton Davis, was that a second round pick? I'm like, I'll just draft a guy in the second or third round to play corner. Like, Chris Godwin is a high-end wide receiver. I'm paying Chris Godwin. Now, he's coming off an ACL, so it complicates it a little bit. But to me, it's a no-brainer. And I would expect, I saw Jason Light say that Chris Godwin has been a huge part of their team, obviously, the last several years. They want him back. I would expect him to stay. I would say franchise tagging him is on the table. Love the show. Tom Brady has played in 10 Super Bowls. Have a great day. True. I think I said 9. Obviously, the Patriots, he played 9, and then he won the one in Tampa. Good, you know, way to catch me. I can take criticism. I can take coaching. I make mistakes. Sometimes, you know, I don't edit the podcast. My guy, Mike Holst, does. And again, edit. I mean, just, we don't, like, remove things I say. but just in terms of cutting down on the dead space and stuff, sometimes if I have something bad that I want to take out or segment, if I wanted to redo something, I'll just re-listen to it. And I'll realize like I said something that is just not true. But, you know, sometimes I just get in the flow. You start talking, you know, you start rattling things off and you just get flowing. And, sometimes you don't always throw a strike. I know Tom Brady's played in 10, but I said 9. So, and I don't get judged on what I think. I get judged on what I say. College basketball is heating up, and FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered with an offer you don't want to miss. Right now, new customers can place their first college basketball bet risk-free. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. Bet college basketball any way you like. Take a chance with a same-game parlay, jump into the action with live betting, or bet big promotions like Odd Boost. This app is so easy to use. They're always hooking you up with great odds, awesome promotions for new existing users, and here's the key. If you win, you can get your money in under 2 hours. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and sign up with promo code COLIN to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code COLIN. 21 and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42-ARIZONA, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee. Visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. They help you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Did you know 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? LinkedIn's the only one I use. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/john. That's linkedin.com/john to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Sometimes it's a struggle between buying what you want over buying what you need. But with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card, you can do both. You earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you can earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like those new golf clubs you've been eyeing, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a divot repair tool for after you've torn up your lawn. Let's try that again. Earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like workout equipment for your home, and then earn 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller to soothe your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
What's up, John? Love the pod. Question, could the Niners trade Jimmy G and a fifth-round pick for a conditional pick next year? Is that allowed? And would that be enough to offset the shoulder surgery and current salary? I would say yeah. I would say the only way they would do that is if the conditional pick was like a second-round pick. Because other than that, my take on the Jimmy G situation is you just take what you can get and get that salary off so you can start unloading the clip on free agents. They need his $27 million worth of salary cap space to buy players. Part of having a young quarterback is buying players around them. Look at what Belichick did last year, what the Chargers should do this year, what Andy and Veach did when Mahomes first started, what the Bills did with Josh Allen. You got to load up. And so to me, it's less about the pick. I'm less worried about Jimmy G's. His value was well worth it. They got him for a second round pick. He was a starting quarterback for four playoff games. If I get a fifth and I can just move on and use that space, so be it. Sometimes, you know, you can't be greedy. And sometimes you just got to play it out. Like right now, I own this stock called Skillz. It's a video game company. I am down about 85% of a decent chunk of change. Not quite six figures, but it's a lot of money. And I'm just riding that thing out. I don't necessarily need the money, but every time I look at my E-Trade account, I go, holy moly. The Niners could do that. There have been talk, like, just ride it out till training camp. They are not in that mode. They need the money now. Skillz, keep screwing me. I own it at $9. This is almost at $2. It's called a penny stock now. Jimmy, whether he's a penny stock or not, you have to unload that. You got to do it because you need the money. God, I hate Skillz so much right now. But I'm in a long-term hold because I still believe the video game industry, all the kids, you know, it's where a lot of gambling is going to go on. I believe in it, even though the company is really struggling. They're like the Jacksonville Jags of companies right now. Question for the mailbag. In your opinion, what would you do if you're the Bucks? Where do you go from here with no Tom Brady? Also, great show on Amazon is Reacher. I just didn't like Reacher. I thought it was kind of cheesy. I really did. I would say... And I like you know, I grew up on Arnold Schwarzenegger, Stallone, like I Bruce Willis. Like, I'm a shoot 'em up type action movie guy. Bourne Identity. Like, I like all that stuff. Hell, I like Reacher with Tom Cruise. This one, something about the guy, you know, I don't know. He's just too big for me. He's enormous. And I've heard people talk about that's what the guy was described like in the book, just massive. But late to the conversation, but a must watch on Stars is Outlander. Somewhat of a sci-fi show, but ties into a ton of world history. Super good. You know what show I loved? I mean, it was honestly one of my favorite shows on TV was Ray Donovan. Ray Donovan, I'm a mob guy. I'm a do secret deal guy. Anything like that in a show, you know, some booze and sex and just a tough guy, Boston, out in LA, just doing deals under, you know, the cover of darkness. I'm in. Any show like Ray Donovan gets my attention immediately. I miss that show. I actually watched the movie. The movie, you know, was okay. The show was awesome. Check The Ranch out on Netflix. I found it a few weeks ago and think it's pretty good. And also, I totally love your show. We don't need to read the compliments. You know, compliments are, you know, like poison. Poison? What's the statement? Everyone likes looking at them, but if you swallow them, they'll kill you. I don't know why you would like looking at poison. I think I'm screwing up that statement. Been a listener for years. I'm a former college golfer, now retail executive who lived in Scottsdale and still has a house there. I think you need to move there soon. I agree. Love what you were doing, the main pod, and your adjacent golf pod now. I also love your takes on life, business. So this is just, again, you can't swallow these. They're like poison. You know, you just got to look at them. I appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words. I would move there, but every home I look at, you know, it's like $1.8 million. And then you look, you're like, this was $700,000
3 years ago.
Like, listen, I'm not opposed to, you know, paying 80% premium, but it does feel a little outrageous in a city that, you know, had the biggest impact of the last recession, you know, was destroyed. Now, I think times are a little different. You know, people are like me, like in the history of California, a guy like me would never leave California. I'm from here. I enjoy it here, but and I keep making, you know, I do business here, but it doesn't pencil anymore. I'm like, I'm not spending $4 million for just some, I don't have it. And just, I got to fucking tear it down. Like, I'm not doing it. But I also struggle at looking at some of the Scottsdale prices. Now, I do think Scottsdale, and I think Vegas is the same thing, at least on the West Coast, is going to be very equivalent to like Nashville and Austin. Like, people are going to move there. It's cheaper to live. So really, like $1.5 million for some of these people living in these big cities that sold their house for $2.5 million, it's not that big a deal. But, you know, just, you know, recessions happen every 15 years and, you know, 10 to 15 years, and I want to make a good deal. Could be wrong. I don't know. I don't have all the right answers. Hoping you take the golf pod off the 3 and out feed soon. It's pissing me off and have to keep deleting it. Ha ha ha. It's going nowhere. I not only love the golf pod, we're going to double down. That thing's going to be a revenue cash cow, and it's a passion project. So it's a double whammy. It ain't going anywhere. This podcast is just whatever I want to talk about. And luckily, it's a lot of football, because there's nothing like the National Football League. But the PGA Tour, like, let's face it, the NBA is diminishing greatly. The ratings in the tank. Baseball doesn't even exist. I think the room for growth in golf. Now, again, I'm biased on this one, but I saw it over COVID, and it's really happened since the Tiger Woods generation. When I was a kid, it was elitist sport, country clubs. It no longer is. I ran into people over the last couple of years joining country clubs that were like, you know, I was a public golfer, and it made more sense for me to join the country club. Most country clubs are not Augusta. A lot of these country clubs aren't that expensive to join. You know, I mean, obviously there are MPCC or Augusta or, you know, LA Country Club. Those are the minorities. Most country clubs, you know, cost $5,000 to join, pay some dues, and you get to play golf whenever you want. Like, I grew up around one, El Macero. Cost like $5,000 to join. But everyone's like, oh, you're just a country club guy. Well, yeah, it's fucking not that expensive. You pay for fucking gym memberships and all this other stuff. Same thing. Obviously, there are certain country clubs that, you know, cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, we need to separate, right? There's like, you know, the Green Bay Packers, the Cowboys, and the 49ers. And then there's like the Jags, and there's like the Houston Texans. They're all NFL teams, but some generate a little bit more rev than others, right? And some, you know, have a little more impact than others. But goddamn, I love golf. I really do. I told Kevin Clark at Colin's party at the Volume, I had a few pops. I'm like, I might like golf more than football. Now, I value football, and I love talking with football guys, and I have so many friends in the NFL. I love the business. I love talking about the business. I love watching football. But I haven't played football since high school. Like, I can still play golf. And, you know, when my game's on, I'm not bad. You know, I'm a single digit, you know, 4 handicap. Right now on paper, I'm probably more like a 6 or 7. But I don't play football. You know, I get to play golf. So you watch a golf tournament, like I can go play. I just played when I went to the Niner game, the course they're going to play for the U.S. Open in a year. I'm not going to play a game of a two-hand touch at Lambeau. It's just a different relationship. And I love gambling on it. And I like gambling on football too, but it's a different gambling relationship. You got to bet more on football to win. As a Dolphins fan, I'm quietly optimistic about McDaniels coming in. Think this could be a home run for Tua. I think Tua has been good when you consider his win percentage while playing behind one of the worst O-lines in football. I think the narrative around Tua, unfortunately, has never had a chance to grow in a positive way due to the momentum being halted by injury. How do you think he can change the mainstream media narrative that he isn't the guy? I think even he does well this year, the system and not the player. If he does well this year, the narrative doesn't matter. The narrative doesn't matter when you're having success. The narrative only matters when you're failing, because a narrative is usually true. Like the narrative, Russell Westbrook is very overrated. Like, that's a fact now. That didn't matter when he was with Kevin Durant and they were competing to go to the NBA Finals. You could say he was overrated or not. They were winning and they were kicking ass. The moment you remove him and he starts bouncing around all these teams, like, it's no longer a narrative. It's a fact. right? I think we watched Tua, and there are some facts. He's small. He doesn't have a great arm. Now, there are also things that go on. Like you said, their O-line's terrible. Their coaching turnover on offense has been weird. There have been a lot of Deshaun Watson rumors, for sure. But if he's good under McDaniel, the only narrative will be you can compete with this guy, which is all that matters in football. Like, any narrative around Jimmy Garoppolo, who, you know, I'd put, you know, best case scenario in like the Tua camp, the Niners won 4 playoff games with him. 4 fucking playoff games. Say that out loud. 4 playoff games with him as the starting quarterback. You know, obviously it's a team game, but the Cowboys can't win a playoff game with Dak Prescott to save their life. So it just, can you compete at the highest level with him playing quarterback if you build up the team around him? Most guys are not Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Brady. And even Brady, right, has benefited from going to Tampa with a loaded roster. Do you think baseball will ever be able to compete with the NBA and NHL for TV ratings? Well, locally, I saw someone, I think OutKick had an article the other day, I saw on my Twitter timeline, that baseball in many of the major cities outrates the NBA. LA it does. In Chicago it does. In New York it does. Baseball in, you know, local markets, in the major markets in America, dominates. The Bay Area, where the Giants, when they're good, it does really well. The Warriors are just the highest rated NBA team. If you look at the NBA ratings this year, beside the Golden State Warriors, people are not watching the NBA locally. They just are not. It has become a social media sport. And I'm not a hater of basketball. I grew up a diehard NBA. I grew up on Michael Jordan. I loved the NBA. Loved the NBA. I think it's a terrible product right now. If you don't watch the top 3 or 4 teams and you just watch a random NBA game, it's a joke. The effort. And, you know, I hear guys, and listen, I actually met Bill Simmons at the Volume Party. He talks about, like, there's never been more talent in the league. And I'd probably say, yeah, that might be true. But it's ultimately a team game. This isn't golf or tennis. The teams are terrible. Why? Because all these guys are bouncing around. You watch the teams play, they're fucking awful. They're terrible. At least if you watch the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Cubs when they're like baseball, it's much easier to be a cohesive team because it's really more of an individual sport played in a team game. Basketball is much closer to football where chemistry matters, experience with each other matters, you know, intangible stuff matters. And these guys bounce around left and right now like it's speed dating on Tinder Swindler. And it's just bad. So, you know, baseball, I think a lot of people are making too big a deal. Like, baseball screwing up. No one even notices. When they start playing games, people will pay attention. But everyone on social media is like, I'm never watching baseball again. Bullshit. It'll be on TV. You'll have it in the background. No, no one really cares. They're arguing over a lot of money. And I'm not picking a side on this one because I don't really care. And obviously, you always benefit being the owner. Of course you do. But let's not act like I've seen so many players. Anyone listening to this that follows baseball closely, you have seen an overpaid player in your team. Let's not act like a lot of players don't get over. You get put on scholarship once you sign, even if it's a $60 million contract. You sign a $60 million contract and you're terrible immediately. I can't do. I got to pay you every penny. We've seen how many guys, $100, $150, $200 million deals that fail. So all these players, like some of them get screwed. Some of them get off. You know, some of them take advantage of the system. Say it's like a 50-50 split. The overreaction to the baseball lockout is like, give me a break. No one's even paying attention. I think the question is, can golf be the second biggest sport, you know, beside football, NFL, and in college football, which I lumped together. Obviously, the NFL is bigger than college football, but just football in general are 1 and 2. I think it's in play. I mean, the Warriors played the Lakers a couple weeks ago, and the waste management did the same exact number. So, we're coming. There's a reason I talk about it. If no one was watching, if 100,000 people watch golf, I would not do a podcast about it. I'm basing it strictly on television numbers because I know I like it and I'm watching. If I see a lot of other people watching, I'm talking about it. Part of the reason a lot of people don't talk baseball nationally is because nationally we don't watch baseball. But like locally, the local radio stations, which are holding on for dear life in a lot of markets, do talk a lot of baseball in LA, Chicago, San Francisco, New York, Philly, Boston. Because people watch. You just talk about what people watch. It's really a pretty basic business, you know. Do people watch? I'll talk about it. Because if you're watching, you want to think, you're thinking about it, and you'll listen. Longtime listener, first time DMer. Love the show. Do you have any information about what it takes to become a photographer in the NFL? I couldn't imagine a more exciting dream job than snapping pics during NFL games. You'd also get to be on the sideline, which is very, very hard to do. I have no clue. I couldn't even, I would just Google it. You know the best part about life right now? People ask me questions like, how do I learn about football? YouTube. How can I gain knowledge to be a high school coach? YouTube. How can I figure out how to be this? YouTube, Google. There's literally the two biggest search engines in the world. Really, Google owns YouTube. It's Google and YouTube. Just go to those. Look it up. It's never been a better time to be curious. We don't need to go to the library and do that stupid little system and figure out where to find stuff. You just go to the internet. And you gotta figure out what you need, what you don't need, and go from there. Love the internet. I have never, and I said this to someone the other day. I'm not proud to admit this. I don't read that much anymore. I never was a big reader, but I don't really read at all. Besides the occasional article, MMQB, athletic article. But like, I haven't read a book in 5 years. But I've never gained more information. I listen to probably a book a week. Maybe not that strong because I listen to a lot of podcasts. Maybe a book every 3-4 weeks. Probably a book a month. I watch a ton of just anything I have a question on. I just go to YouTube and watch it. There's so much fucking information that is so easy to access now. There is no excuse. Like in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s, like every smart guy I knew growing up, like the guy my dad worked for was brilliant, big time farmer. The guy read like a book a week. Just the guy was brilliant because he just never stopped reading. My dad was an intellectual guy, read all the time. It's the only place to gain your information in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Right now, it's just boom. Hell, you gain knowledge watching some of these documentaries. I watched this Carl Icahn documentary. It's like, I didn't know that. That's interesting. God, you just can learn about people so easily. Even if you don't like reading. If you didn't like reading before or couldn't read, you were going to get lapped. I haven't read forever. I ain't getting lapped. You know, I think a lot of people are like that. My generation, remember when the media, remember like Fox and all these media companies like, you know, we're going to scale back on writing. And everyone's like, oh my God, they're going to video. Yeah, because that's where the consumer consumes. Most people my age and, you know, I'd say 45, 50 and under, you know, maybe that age they're still reading. But I'd say 40 and under, we're consuming audio and video. That's where we do 99% of our consumer. You go to my mom's house, she's got like 7 newspapers. It's like, Mom, what are we getting? You read all these newspapers? Different world. Got to adapt. Adapt or die. Have a good weekend. Adios. And good talking to everybody. Peace.
Volume.
Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel. Every weekday, our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcast, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.